This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Hi, Sam.
Morena, Geneva.
Morena.
How's it going?
Katie Pie.
Oh, nice. Well, it is our final New Zealand Music Month album, because New Zealand Music Month's in its final week. So today we're going to do something slightly different. We're going to look at a comedy record. We're going to look at Flight of the Conchords, self-titled debut album, which is turning 10.
Yes, I love it. I love it that they're turning 10.
I know. And it's probably appropriate because the comedy festival has been on at the moment. So
yes.
You know, and
they're finished on the 20th.
Yeah. So the Flight of the Conchords, obviously, the duo, Brett McKenzie, Jermaine Clement, and they began in 1998, 20 years ago. And they started when they were flatmates in Wellington, where they were studying film and theatre. And they actually started as members of a group called So You're a Man, which also included Taika Waititi.
Mm.
Very close connections there. And they first performed on TV as a duo in 2000 in Wellington. And they kind of built themselves up over the next 6 to 7 years doing stand-up shows and playing comedy festivals around the world, etc. And they proved very popular in America. And that led, obviously, to them producing this very successful TV show, which premiered in 2007. And the show was kind of based on a radio series that they'd done on BBC in 2004, and it was basically following the lives of these two characters who moved to New York to seek fame and fortune and success and all the rest of that. And they were basically playing fictionalized versions of themselves.
Yes.
And as we all know, it was a very successful series, gained lots of critical praise, and with this obviously came the accompanying album of the songs which appeared in the series, because every episode in the series usually had a couple of songs which had videos and, you know, that kind of thing.
I mean, as much as I think it's great that it's 10 years old, I can't believe that it's 10 years old.
I know. It just feels like yesterday that it was, like, you know, on our screens.
Yeah, but actually, there were other people that came up in it as well. Like, Kristen Schaal was already...
Yeah.
She had, a lot going for herself, but it actually, helped, us get to know her a bit.
I know.
And it's really, crazy. People just got to know New Zealand as being a bunch of weirdos, which was great.
Yeah, basically. I mean, it's probably one of our greatest ever cultural exports. it was just massive, particularly in the United States. They just went crazy for it, which is kind of strange. But
well, yeah, they had to leave in order to be considered successful here,
definitely.
Which I thought was a great fuck you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So the album was released after the series came out, and it contained the songs which featured in the series. Stylistically, because there's just two of them, I guess it's very stripped back, quite acoustic in places, and I guess it's a mixture of what you call comedy rock, I guess. Some people call it anti-folk and alternative, obviously. And there were songs which they'd also played live as a duo at comedy festivals for years. So some of the songs were written for the series, other songs they'd been playing live for years, and they were kind of well-known tracks. Thematically and lyrically, the songs fit very much with the storyline and the skits in the TV series. So if you've seen the show, you'll instantly kind of understand the sorts of things the songs allude to, and because they're very much tied into the visual element, I guess, of the show. So we're going to start with the opening track of the record, and it's called Fudu Fafa, and it's from the episode number 8. And it's in a French style, both vocally and instrumentally. And in fact, the French in this track does contain some grammatical errors, apparently, so it's not exactly accurate. If you're a French speaker, you'll probably recognise that instantly. The title itself does not mean anything. So, yeah, let's have a listen, shall we?
All right.
Here we go.
Je suis enchanté. Où est la bibliothèque? Voilà mon passeport. Ah, Gérald Depardieu. Baguette.
Baguette.
Fudu fa fa. Fudu fa 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 fa. Fudu fa fa.
Et maintenant le voyage à la supermarché. Pomme la mousse. Ananas. Jus d'orange. Bœuf. Soupe de jour. Camembert. Jacques Cousteau. Baguette.
Sophie Perrault Deschamps.
Ça va?
Ça va, ça va?
Ça va.
Voilà la conversation dans le parc.
Où est le livre?
À la bibliothèque.
Et la musique danse?
À la discothèque.
Et les discothèques?
C'est bébé. Un, deux, trois, quatre. Fou de fa-fa.
Fou de fa-fa.
Fou de fa-fa. Aïe. Fou de fa-fa.
Dans moi.
Où est la piscine? Splish-splash.
Je ne comprends pas.
Parlez-vous le français? Parlez-vous le français?
Non.
Oh, cha-cha-cha, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fa-fa.
So I'm in control of the mics and Sam is in control of the music, which isn't our traditional setup, but we've been trying it out over the past couple of weeks. So that's why you heard an interjection from me, because I'm terrified of dead air,
yeah.
As you would be as a radio host, and I'm terrified of not being
filling
in time.
Space.
So you could say that my timing was completely off. But yeah, I'm not going to be trying comedy anytime soon.
So that was Fudu Fafa. And the next
Fudu
track
Fafa.
We're going to play is track number 2. It's from episode 2. It's called Inner City Pressure. And this is kind of like a synth pop track, which is a spoof of the Pet Shop Boys track West End Girls. You'll pretty much pick that up straight away. And it also received an Emmy nomination for Outstanding Original Music and Lyrics. Here we go.
City life, inner city pressure, the concrete world is starting to get you. The city is alive, the city is expanding, living in the city can be demanding. You've pawned everything, everything you own, your toothbrush jar and a camera phone. You don't know where you're going, you cross the street. You don't know why you did, you walk back across the street. Standing in the sitting room, totally skint, and your favorite jersey is covered in lint. You want to sit down, but you've sold your chair, so you just stand there. You just stand there.
On the counter of the 7-Eleven, from a quarter past six till a quarter to seven, the manager Bevan starts to abuse me. Hey man, I just want some muesli. Neon signs, hidden messages, questions, answers, fetishes. You know you're not in high finance, considering secondhand underpants. Check your mind, how'd it get so bad? What happened to those other underpants you had? Look in your pockets, haven't found a cent yet. Lennon's on your balls, have you paid your rent yet?
Inner city, inner city pressure. Inner city pressure.
Prostitute, just to pay for your lessons, you're learning the flute. Ladies wouldn't pay you very much for this. Looks like you'll never be a concert flautist.
You don't measure up to the expectation. When you're unemployed, there's no vacation. No one cares, no one sympathizes. You just stay home and play synthesizers.
Pressure.
Pressure of another working week?
Yeah, pressure of not working. Pressure of being a work.
Pressure of the capitalist system?
Work, work, work. Capitalist system.
Yeah.
Bring it down.
Bring it down. Inner city pressure.
There's a lot of futuristic sounds in that song.
Yeah, kind of like robots and...
Casio tones. 808 version.
808s, exactly. You know. And obviously the Pet Shop Boys.
Well, let me just take the time for a second to tell our listeners, you guys, that we have a double pass to Upgrade, which is a new film. It's like a sci-fi action horror. It's fast-paced fun. It's been described as one of the most striking, invigorated sci-fi watches. You must have a B-card. For listeners that don't have a B-card, please head to 95bfm.com/signup and get one today. And this double pass prize is thanks to flix.co.nz, and it's a preview screening, so it's even more VIP than what you'd think. So
exclusive.
So first person who texts in 5395 with their name and B-card number gets the Upgrade double pass. This one will be for May 29th on a Tuesday at 8 p.m. at the Hollywood Cinema. And I'll advise you how to get those tickets once you've won them.
And while you're texting in, we're going to play track number 5 from episode 10. This is Ladies of the World.
Ooh. This is romantic.
Very romantic. Very saucy.
Romance in my pants.
Just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world. Just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world. And the girls, don't forget them.
Caribbean
ladies.
Parisian
ladies.
Bolivian
ladies.
Namibian
Indochinian, lady.
Republic of Dominican,
lady.
Amphibian,
lady.
Presbyterian,
lady.
Out of sight,
amazing lady.
Late night,
hard-working lady.
Erudite,
brain and lady.
Hermaphrodite,
lady man, lady.
Are you sexy hermaphrodite, lady man, ladies? You're sexy lady bits, and you're sexy man bits too. Even you must be into you.
Ooh, 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 all the ladies in the world, I wanna get next to you, show you some gratitude by making love to you. It's the least we can do. If every soldier in the world put down his weapon and picked up a woman, what a peaceful world this world would be.
Redheads, not warheads.
Blondes, not bombs.
We're talking about
brunettes, not fighter jets.
Oh, it's got to be Sweet 16s, not M16s.
When will the governments realize it's got to be funky, sexy ladies?
I have a vision and all I can see is only you with the all of me. In a world of peace and harmony, where every lady gets a little piece of pretty.
I've been to Paris, Wellington, and Amsterdam, and a wham bam, Mercer Duncan, thank you, man. I don't care if you're ugly or you're skanky or you're small, just wanna do a little something special for you all.
Just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world.
All the old ladies, all the clean ladies.
Just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world.
All the crazy ladies
and the girls.
There we go.
There we go.
Beautiful track. Ladies of the World.
For all your ladies.
Ladies. yeah. All right. Well, next track we're going to play is track number 13 from episode 5. It's called Business Time.
Oh, my God.
And this song is kind of, again, acoustic feel to it, which is in many ways the traditional sort of Flight of the Conchord sound, that shuffle acoustic guitar sound, which they kind of perfected. Yeah. So here we go. There it is.
Girl, tonight we're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. Monday night is my night to cook. Tuesday night we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday, we make sweet weekly love. It's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after-work social sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
Oh, 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 yeah.
Then went in the bathroom, brushing our teeth. That's all part of the foreplay. I love foreplay. And you sort out the recycling. That isn't part of the foreplay process, but it is still very important. Next thing you know, we're in the bedroom. You're wearing that baggy old ugly t-shirt you got from your work several years ago. You know the one, baby, with the curly stain. I remove my clothes very, very clumsily, tripping sensuously over my pants. Now I'm naked, except for my socks. And you know when I'm down to just my socks, what time it is. When it's with me, girl, you only need 2 minutes, because I'm so intense. You whisper something sexy like, is that it? I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, that's it. And you tell me you want some more. Well, I'm not surprised, but I'm quite sleepy.
Gorgeous.
Love it.
Love it.
Business time.
How many times has someone said it's business time? Not to me, but, you know, just being like, it's business time.
It's business time. Got business to attend to.
Yeah, I mean, it's an iconic phrase.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, my God, there's a man on the roof. Hello. He's safe, everybody. He's wearing a harness.
He's got business to do.
Yeah, he's sure. Doing some business on the roof. In this cold day as well. Oh, I hope everyone's holding up okay.
So, reception, legacy.
Woo.
So the album was a massive success, just like the show, obviously. It went to number one in New Zealand, going 2 times platinum, and amazingly went to number 3 in the Billboard 200 charts in the United States, which is a massive achievement for a New Zealand artist, one of a very select group of albums to reach this high in the American charts. They also won 4 New Zealand Music Awards for this album, including Album of the Year and Best Group. And as we were saying at the start of the show, no doubt this album and the show obviously is one of our greatest overseas cultural exports and one of our most successful albums commercially, no doubt. And obviously since this came out and the first series came out, they went on to do another TV series and they released another album with that in 2009. And since then they've come together now and again for tours and one-off performances amidst doing other things. We've yet to have any new music since 2009, really, but or another TV series, so who knows if that'll ever eventuate. But they are touring the UK next month, actually, so if you're in the UK or heading there, you could get a rare chance to see the Flight of the Conchords.
Ooh.
So don't pass up that opportunity if you're in the UK. With that, we're going to finish with track number 14. And it's from episode 6. It's called Bowie.
Oh, yay.
Obviously, this is an ode and parody to and of David Bowie. The song mimics the style of several David Bowie songs and David Bowie himself, namely Space Oddity, John, I'm Only Dancing, Let's Dance, and Sound and Vision. And big props to Brett's David Bowie impersonation. Very, very good David Bowie impersonation. One of the best I've heard, actually.
Are you going to play the video beforehand?
No, unfortunately.
Okay, well, you watch the video on your phones.
Yeah, you try and sync it up to the song.
Think about it this way. About 10 years ago, people only were just starting to get iPhones and stuff. So the fact that they got international success through television,
yeah,
of all things, like no Netflix, no nothing.
No.
They had to go through like a mainstream avenue to gain success. Crazy. And now it's so different. Like they would have been so amazing on Netflix or like just having a YouTube channel or some type of mobile thing.
Yeah.
Instagram account. I don't know.
I know. Back then it was just MySpace.
Yeah, I bet they would have done really well on Snapchat. If they'd come out now.
No question. No question.
Hmm.
All right.
What to think about.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, Sam, and see you next week.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Buildings in space, buildings in space. What you doing out there, man?
That's pretty freaky, Bowie.
Ooh, Bowie.
Is it cold out in space, Bowie? You can borrow my jumper if you like, Bowie. Does the cold of deep space make your nipples get pointy, Bowie? Do you use your pointy nipples as telescopic antennae to transmit data back to Earth? I bet you do, you freaky old bastard, you. Do you have one really funky sequin spacesuit, Bowie? Or do you have several changes? Do they smoke grass out in space, Bowie? Or do they smoke astroturf?
Ooh!
Receiving transmission from David Bowie's nipple antennae. Do you read me, Lieutenant Bowie?
I said, do you read me, Lieutenant Bowie? This is Bowie to Bowie. Do you hear me out there, man?
This is Bowie back to Bowie. I read you loud and clear, man.
Oh, yeah, man!
Your signals weak on my radar screen. How far out are you, man?
I'm pretty far out.
That's pretty far out, man.
Ooh, I'm orbiting Pluto. Drawn in by its gravitational pull. I'm jamming out with the McJaggernauts soon. And they think it's pretty cool, man. I don't know, man, I have to turn my ship around. Ooh, it's the craziest thing.
Yeah, I'm picking it up on my LSD screen.
Can you see the stratosphere ringing?
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.